I am a worrier. I've been told that 99% of what we worry about never happens, so I worry about everything. That way, nothing bad ever happens. Before my husband and I leave for vacation, I start checking the weather 10 days in advance. In February, my husband and I spent a long weekend playing golf with friends at Myrtle Beach. The weather forecast seemed unusually good with temperatures in the 70s. For some reason, I ignored the small red print that mentioned severe storm warnings. Normally, when people have a room overlooking the ocean is visible. Not so our first morning. Gale-force winds accompanied by menacing gray clouds and early morning fog gave notice. We went out convincing ourselves to be thankful for the warm gales and accepting that hats were to be chased but not worn. The first 14 holes were predictably hard on our egos. But when did a little wind ever stop a golfer? The next hole was a par 3 surrounded by water. I begged off, thinking the weather was about to turn on us, but the men wanted to play one more. Pars were looking good, but then the sky opened. Except in the shower, I have never experienced such furious torrents of water. The men abandoned their shots and ran across a bridge to get to the carts. Because of heart medication, running is no longer an option for my husband. He was trying, but staggering. Not having worried enough about the weather, I put all my reserved energy into thinking he was going to fall off the bridge and drown if a heart attack did not get him first. By the time he made it to the cart, he was breathless and speechless. "Go," was all he said. It was already too late to think about rain suits. We could barely see our hands in front of our faces, but knew we had to follow the meandering cart path in hopes of finding the clubhouse. The path went every which way. We were heading who knows where. Through the sheets of rain, we began to see the outline of what appeared to be a medieval castle. I felt as if I were in the Wizard of Oz with no yellow bricks or rainbows. It was really bizarre. If there had been thunder and lightning, we would have died of fright, if nothing else. No movie setting could have been scarier. Somehow, we had wandered onto the neighboring wizard course with its wizardless medieval clubhouse. As we got closer, we could make out a flight of stairs leading up to two huge wooden doors sporting some kind of sign. We dragged our bags up the stairs, being careful not to slip and fall. I stood long enough to read the sign. "Warning, these doors will slam shut behind you." Will we ever be found? We joined forces and pulled the doors open. We entered a cold medieval castle, mercifully with mops and restrooms. My husband went off immediately to take off all his clothes and change into his comfortable dark green flannel-lined rain suit while I inspected my suit, a gift from him some Christmas back, only to find it was clear, see-through plastic. "Oh, I don't think so," I thought to myself. Even if I had no shame, the thought of plastic on bare, wet skin was less appealing than the alternative. As I wiped water away from my face, I could feel the water squishing between my toes and my shoes and decided things could not get any worse. I had not made a decent shot all day, and there was no way I could get a comb through my hair if I tried. Maybe tomorrow.